the double again. I want to see a triple doink.
It might happen.
Doink.
Double doink.
It's double doink.
Double doink.
Triple doink. Quadruple doink.
Doink.
The double doink right there.
Doink. Doink. A double doink.
Double doinker.
Dicker the kicker. Triple doink sit in. Doink, 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 doink.
Welcome to Social Dragonfly and Double Doinks and Sackles, teaching you how to football. Can you teach me how to football? We've been through this. Let's just move on. It's the last game of the season. It's just me this week, Jimmy G, the stat boy, a.k.a. Andrew. It's a lot of stuff going on, so I might as well just finish off the season with a self-podcast. And we'll just publish it. Hopefully you'll like it. It just got a little bit crazy. We might be doing some kind of live broadcast from our Super Bowl party on Super Bowl Sunday. Be sure to look for that. But yeah, it's a Super Bowl week. It's 49ers are in it. Not the Lions. And the Chiefs are in it. Not the Ravens. We kind of, some of us saw this happening, some of us didn't. Some of us didn't really pick the exact outcome, because this is a replay of Super Bowl 4 years ago, and I didn't like that ending. And we are going to have a replay of it, and it's going to be quite interesting. So let's just kind of briefly go over those two games. Ravens hosting the Chiefs. That was quite a game. I watched it on a second time just to see, did I really just see what happened with the Ravens losing to the Chiefs? And that game was close. And then, but the Ravens just didn't seem to be able to do much of anything. They got, I vaguely remember there was a time where Zay Flowers completely screwed up. He caught like a long pass and then like stood over his defender and like maybe threw the ball or something. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't. But got a penalty off for that. So they were kind of two steps forward, three steps back for every good play. And then let's talk about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson absolutely did not play to his strengths. He had like a fourth and one at one point where he could easily have just ran for the first down. He was kind of like out of the pocket. All his receivers were probably covered. And for some reason, he was determined to throw the ball to his receivers that were covered, but couldn't pull a trigger. And he just kept thinking and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then eventually got sacked or kind of got hit while throwing it away. And they just didn't play to their strengths. Absolutely waste opportunity, and you give the Chiefs something like that, and they are going to take advantage of it. The Chiefs look like the Chiefs of old. They don't have all the weapons. They don't have a Tyreek Hill. They still have Travis Kelce. More him later. They still have Patrick Mahomes. More him later. They got Isaiah Pacheco, who runs like a toddler, stomping on the ground, and obviously this is the fifth floor, so every downstairs neighbor is going to hate how Isaiah Pacheco is stomping on the ground. This Chiefs team absolutely earned this game. There is no reason why the Chiefs have absolutely earned their place. They played three games. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Bills. The Bills could have beat them too, but they didn't, so the Chiefs continue on. And the Ravens could have done the same, and the Chiefs looked like something clicked in their head when they played that game. And it's just completely like Ravens just blew it. They had opportunities. They had weapons. They had Mark Andrews back. They had other strengths. But Lamar Jackson, you can see why he hasn't won too many of these playoff games. He keeps reverting and reverting. If he just played what how they played all season, they probably would have won that game. But they didn't. And it's the Chiefs moving on. Patrick Mahomes looked pretty good. Travis Kelce caught a lot of passes, caught touchdowns, and of course the script writers had the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl this year. Good for them. And that will be the last thing I say positively about the Chiefs. Well, for now. So, Chiefs make it. And now it's between the Lions and the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. And the Lions took off in this game early. They had, I think the first one was a run play, Jamison Williams. It was, and then the Niners matched. And then eventually the Lions pulled up to a 24-7 lead at the end of the first half. There was one thing at the end of the first half that was really, really questionable. They had like a third and then a fourth down at the three with barely any time left. And the Lions and Dan Campbell decided to kick a field goal and just make it a three-score game, but only 17 points. And not, they could have gone for like a touchdown and really put it out of question this game, but they didn't. And that's surprising for Dan Campbell, who really, really like gambled with, he's playing with house money. He could have just like gone on and just absolutely just put the final nail in the coffin, but I think he got scared. I think he just kind of like was frustrated and just kicked the field goal and be done with it and go in the first half. And the Niners were in very much trouble. They couldn't get anything going. Only had 7 points. They also couldn't stop the run. Like all the things that happened in the previous game against the Packers with Aaron Jones and the run defense didn't stop a damn thing. Jahmyr Gibbs ran a lot. David Montgomery ran a lot. There was just nothing. And Jared Goff had that Lions offense humming. And nothing was going to happen. And at halftime, apparently, Nick Bosa, who doesn't say much, just pretty much told everybody to just do your job. It's not a very big lead. They can just keep going and keep going. And I remember Travis saying this at one point during it. If any team can come back from a deficit, who can hum and can has the offense to do it, it's the Niners, and they did. They came back quickly. They kind of got a field goal only. They kind of stalled. And then there was a fumble on Jahmyr Gibbs, turnover, touchdown. There was a long pass, the most beautiful pass you've seen, that deflected off the defender's face mask intended for Ayuk, bounced it off. Ayuk kept his concentration and then caught that ball and was down the two or something, and he eventually got a touchdown and he eventually tied it. And then the Niners kept scoring some points. They had a 10-point lead at one point. CMC was really good. And the Lions had to play from behind. And that's when Dan Campbell decides to gamble and just not kick field goals and keep going a fourth down. And those instances failed. The defense started showing up and they stopped those fourth down drives. And you could have just gotten a field goal. There's definitely a, I think, early in the fourth quarter, I believe. I'm not going to look this up because I'm playing everything today. Lions could have like gotten 3 points and just get closer. You could have to score 3 points eventually. But Dan Campbell decided to go for it on fourth down when it was a field goal was pretty, it's doable. He didn't do it. And this is also when the Lions started to fail on offense. Multiple drop passes. That fumble earlier. And just, they kept the Niners in, and then Niners eventually overtook them, and the Lions eventually just started to get a little stage fright, but they also it gotten really, really bad, and to a point where I felt bad, but my team was making it, and I was just, I can't believe this is happening, because Lions had multiple opportunities to tie it, at least go to overtime, and make it even more unbearable for anyone rooting for the 49ers. And good job, good effort, I guess, for the Lions. It's kind of sad, a little disappointing. But, yeah, the Lions had a good shot of making this game, putting this game out of reach, and pretty much trying to, like, suffocate the 49ers offense into just running it and running it and running it until they couldn't do anything. And it's kind of sad. So we have a repeat of Super Bowl 54. Super Bowl 58 is the 49ers and the Chiefs in a rematch that no one really wanted. I thought the Niners were going to play the Ravens if they were in advance. There's no way I thought the Ravens would allow the Chiefs to do it. And now everyone, I think, is on the Chiefs in this game, because after three playoff games, maybe everyone believed the Chiefs would beat the Dolphins in that wild card game, super wild card game, I mean. But the Bills, they thought Bills were going to beat them, and they thought the Ravens were going to beat them, and they both, like, with those games, the Chiefs prevailed. And with good reason. The Chiefs look really good. And as long as they, and it's a horrible matchup for the 49ers. They got a good running game. They got a quarterback that can just keep converting and won't make mistakes. And you got Andy Reid, the coach of the Chiefs, who will absolutely know how to game plan this and win. And you got Travis Kelce, who's had a renaissance now. And you might have, like, a visitor at this game as well. I am a little concerned about this game. And I don't think anyone gives a shit, really, honestly. The Niners are a juggernaut of a team this year. And then they weren't. They lost, they got hurt, they got a whole bunch of people out, and they looked very beatable. And then it came back, and they just started playing well. And then they lost the Ravens on Christmas night, and then no one really believes that they have it, because that Christmas night game exposed so much of Brock Purdy, and how he's very young, making mistakes. But then you find out later that he was just forcing the ball, trying to do something. So that's why he threw like about 3 or 4 interceptions that game. But yeah, the Niners were incredibly stout, had many weapons, and should be favored in this game. And they are favored by 1.5 points. But yeah, the Niners haven't looked like the world beaters that many have called them. And I completely realize that. And I feel like everyone is kind of taking them for granted. And I think everyone is on the Chiefs because of history. I think that this Niner team is very capable of winning this game if they finally have one game where they put it all together. And the one thing I can point out right now is the run defense. The run defense is awful. They are completely getting railed in the running defense. They just... running backs run all over them, and they are going to absolutely destroy them. You got people like Chase Young in certain plays during the Lions game where he's just standing there watching Jameson Williams run and not really thinking of maybe going out and maybe trying to tackle or downfield run after him downfield. Which is maybe why he was traded for such a small draft picks. But that might be his mistake then, and now we'll see if he can redeem himself and play a hell of a game this on Sunday. Also, Purdy hasn't played great, but he did lead a comeback for the 49ers to win that game against the Lions. So I think everyone is kind of healthy. Let's talk about the Chiefs. Okay, so the Chiefs have been underperforming, and they haven't been great. They had MVS, Kadarius Toney, Kelsey wasn't great earlier this year, and cost many people fantasy championships. You almost kind of feel like his relationship with the pop star was going to... It was kind of affecting him on the field, and he's just not really doing well. But then the playoffs happened, and that entire team turned it on. Rashee Rice has been very dependable. He's kind of a deep threat, but they don't have like that really deep threat, I think, which is what's different, a little bit different. You still got Kelsey, you still got Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs. They are going to score pretty easily unless the Niners can shore up their run defense and kind of like halter them and stuff. And the Ravens really should have won if they played to their strengths. I think the 49ers in this game will play to their strengths. They will run the ball. Christian McCaffrey will definitely be leaned on heavily. And Debo will be involved in this game also. He will kind of be a change of pace back. Maybe CMC run, maybe like a reverse or like an end around to Debo, get some yardage that way. I think we're going to absolutely see the best version of Brock Purdy this game. And I think all this preparation, how he's like kind of talked all week, interviews and stuff, he doesn't seem fazed at all by any of this. Absolutely unfazed by everything. I think this is kind of exactly what Kyle Shanahan wanted in a quarterback. To be able to do everything he wants and just execute it. Game manager, this whole narrative about game managers. Like, who wants a game manager? You want someone to make plays and be dynamic and stuff. Being a game manager also is helpful too. Being able to like execute and execute well. He has a pretty good arm. I think this completely means that Purdy will have an absolutely excellent game. But don't get me wrong. Kansas City is going to have Travis Kelce go off, Pacheco go off. Maybe someone's going to drop a pass, but maybe they're not. I feel like this is going to be a very close game, and everyone is going to just... This is going to be a very interesting game, and it's going to be very stressful for me as well. But no one cares. I don't know whether or not I'm judging this game by how the Chiefs shouldn't win or be this successful this early on. Because I think the NFL really wants parity. They also want a lot of people to bet on the Chiefs because there's so much money on the Niners that Vegas is going to lose a shit ton of money if the Niners win. Because you're trying to get people to vote, trying to get people to bet on the Chiefs, and I think most people are betting on the Chiefs, but there's a lot of money on the 49ers winning this Super Bowl, and it's going to kind of kill Vegas in the pocketbook. But yeah, but back to Kansas City, and I think they shouldn't be this successful this quick, especially after this year where Kansas City has suffered a drop in talent, and it's pretty much depending on Mahomes, depending on Kelsey, and depending upon this new young running back to be able to carry the load and do enough. And for the most part this year, it hasn't really worked out. They've won games against teams that should have, but they also lost games to the Raiders. They lost the first game to the Lions. They lost the Jets, didn't they? Or somebody, or I mean, maybe it was the Eagles. But they didn't have the most flashiest record. The Niners have one more win than them in the regular season. But they still have Mahomes. So I think it's time for Niners to actually win a Super Bowl. It's been almost 30 years since their last one. I know no one cares. The Niners have a 5-2 record in the Super Bowl. No one cares that the Niners are going to Super Bowl. No one cares that they should win. I only care because I'm a fan. But I think it would be a true fairy tale ending. Now there's a whole bunch of fairy tale narrative about Travis Kelce and the pop star. I'm going to root for Trent Williams Trent Williams, about maybe I think 5 to 10 years ago, was diagnosed with cancer on his skull, and it could have crept into his brain, and he could have died. The doctors actually told him to get his affairs in order because he might not survive it. I want this Super Bowl championship for Trent Williams to get, and that'd be kind of a fairy tale ending. I also want this for Kyle Shanahan. I want him to finally get the monkey off his back for just choking in the biggest and the baddest of biggest and greatest games. He is the offensive coordinator for 28-3 against the Patriots when Atlanta had that lead, and they just didn't know how to run or do anything. There's a lot of different failures he's had also. He's never won the big game, and I feel like this would be finally something that we can get out of the conversation about Kyle Shanahan not winning the big game. And I want Brock Purdy to win this because people still don't give him credit for what he's able to do. He's had great stats. If you look at his stats, you actually compare his stats to Steve Young, who threw 6 touchdowns in the Super Bowl 29 years ago. This is pretty amazing what he's been able to do. And everyone thinks he looks just like some ordinary guy who's just doing what he's told and doing it better than average. I think it's much better than average right now what he's doing. He just doesn't look flashy. He's just executing what Kyle Shanahan has really kind of planned for this team. This team, I feel like they have like spent every moment practicing and game planning for this game. And I can't wait to see what happens. Yeah, I just hope the Chiefs don't win. I don't think we get this whole thing with the pop star this year and how it's kind of taken over the game. And I've been asked, like, why do I hate this? I hate how it's kind of taken away from my enjoyment. Like, just showing her in the box, just, like, standing, like watching and cheering. I absolutely do not like her friendship with Brittany Mahomes. Because Brittany Mahomes is, if you've watched the quarterback series, she's a little bit unbearable. And she was also banned by Patrick Mahomes to not appear in any social media along with Patrick's brother Jackson because it's got distracting. And what do you get? And when they won the Super Bowl, she finally came out and started doing all that stuff because it just seems like she's really young and just it's kind of distracting. This Taylor Swift thing is kind of distracting, but I don't care. It'll be distracting for the Chiefs. But I think this is too scripted if the Chiefs win. And then there's this whole thing about Taylor Swift maybe getting proposed to if the Chiefs win, if Kelsey's like MVP of the Super Bowl or something like that. I think that's too much. I really do. It's going to be a little like too much for anyone to like the season was already kind of unbearable with this. And it's funny, cute, I guess, but yeah, I can't do that. Also, this would be Patrick Mahomes' 3rd title in 4 years, which is no. I can't root for this. I can't have them be a dynasty like this. I feel selfish saying that, but they can't be a dynasty like this early, this quick. Especially when they were kind of should have a down year. They can't just win this also. Then what's going to stop them from just eliminating parity? NFL needs parity. They need kind of different teams to have a chance to win and not just the same one over and over and over, or this will be kind of like the Patriots again. And the Patriots are a good team. The Patriots, Tom Brady had to reinvent himself and reinvent the whole team with new players after a certain time. But for parity's sake, the Chiefs won't win. Give me the Niners to win and cover that 1.5-point favorite. I shouldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes, but this 49er team can beat them. They have the weapons. They have the running game. They have the assortment of offensive weapons to absolutely give Kansas City's defense a run for their money. And I think the 49ers defense is going to be a little bit better with a lot of preparation. And there's a lot of streaks right now. I like lots of There's a streak that the Niners can't win this big one. Kyle Shanahan, all these different things. It's just not today. That's it. We will might have some kind of live Instagram thing of our and we'll have maybe some analysis there too. Who knows? It's going to be probably chaotic and stuff. But thank you to all of you who listen to Double Doinks and Sackles, part of the Social Dragonfly Network. Really appreciate it. We're kind of lost a little bit of steam at the end, but hopefully we can do this next season. And maybe I'll be a little bit different with the footage and stuff like that. But I've had fun breaking down, and this has been a great season for my fandom, so we'll see what happens. But once again, signing off, I'm Jimmy G the Stat Boy, a.k.a. Andrew Lee. And this is Double Doinks and Sackles, teaching you how to football, and I think we've done a good job this year of teaching you how to football. Enjoy Super Bowl 58.